This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The food companies get rich selling people all these toxins, and then the drug companies get rich treating the diseases.
The Health Ranger Report.
And then everybody throws their hands up in the air that we can't afford health care. Yeah, because you're eating death.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
You know, people marvel at the toughness and resiliency of Texans. And I got to say, it's because a hard life makes you a good prepper. You look at the Hurricane Harvey and the floods in Houston, and how difficult it is to live in Texas sometimes because you do have extreme weather. We had extreme fires and droughts or floods or what have you, hurricanes, tornadoes up in Dallas. You know, it is a place of extremes, but what comes out of that are survivors. It's almost like a natural selection type of dynamic where you get really hardcore people, hands-on people, resilient, adaptable people, people who overcome. You know, and I'm one of them, and that's why I love Texas. That's why Texas has suited me ever since I moved here many years ago. It's the place for me. It's the place for preppers. It's the place for people who don't want an easy life. I don't want an easy life. I want a fulfilling life, and sometimes that means, you know, overcoming big challenges and being able to make it through very difficult things. And that's, Texas is like a training ground for that, you know? And contrast that. Well, first let me say, New York, for example, New York City is also a tough life. And that's why New Yorkers are very determined people. You know, in a sense, it's interesting, not politically, but in terms of self-determination, New Yorkers have a lot in common with Texans. New Yorkers don't put up with a lot of crap. They don't take a lot of BS from people. You know, New Yorkers, they take care of their own. If things go wrong, they band together, they solve problems. You know, New Yorkers have a tough life, and it's partly because of the weather. It's cold in New York. You get winter storms. You know, you get snowstorms, and then just the urban environment itself, with the geography being very limited in New York City, surrounded by, you know, all the water and the bridges and the isolated geography. New York is a difficult place to live, but it creates stronger people. That's why I like New Yorkers. I know I've never said that probably publicly before, but I do like New Yorkers. I like the New York attitude of, it's a can-do attitude. It's a toughness. And everybody that I've met from New York, like some people might describe them as rude or curt or what have you, but I just think they're get-down-to-business people. They get things done. Now, compare that to what you call like the California coast people, not all California people, but California coast people who, let's face it, just to state it bluntly, there's a culture of laziness and being pathetic and being, you know, incapable of doing anything. And this is where the snowflake culture comes from, like Berkeley, right? UC Berkeley, the University of California college system. They're not even turning out students who are capable of anything anymore. It's just an indoctrination system for hatred and bigotry and intolerance because they don't learn anything in those universities anymore. And California, the West Coast of California, has pursued a culture of easiness and everything should be given to you. It's a culture of entitlements. And that's why California is so far to the left politically, because they think life is easy. They've never had to overcome anything that difficult. You know, it's everything's handed to them. The weather is easy. They don't have storms to deal with. They don't get flooded out. They don't have snow. They don't have to shovel snow. Even as kids, everything was easy. Just surfing the oceans, sunning on the beach. Life is easy. Well, the problem is that creates apathy. It creates ineptitude. And that's a key difference. I mean, just compare New York to, let's say, West Coast of California. New York people are tough, determined, and get things done. West Coast California people, not all of them, but I mean, as a general rule, are not motivated, especially the youth, right? They're not motivated. They're lazy. They're really kind of pathetic. They're weak. They can't do anything. They don't think they should have to work. They think everything should be given to them and so on. The average New Yorker is like, they know they got to earn their way. They know they got to struggle. They got to work. That's the only way to move up in the world, is to get something done and make something of yourself. That's a New York attitude. It's also a Texas attitude. And so I challenge you to think about these relationships between geography and culture. That's what this is really about. That the more difficult the geography, the more resilient the culture. And the easier the geography, the easier the weather, the easier the food supply, all of that, the more quickly that culture devolves into a pathetic group of incapable, incompetent people. Isn't that interesting? And in fact, why, if you look at the history of the world, of human civilization as we know it, why has most of the world been ruled by Europeans? I mean, think about it. You know, the colonization of Southeast Asia, the colonization of India before. The rule over the world is by Europeans, and modern America is, of course, an extension of that European rule. Why do these people from a relatively small island called the United Kingdom, but Britain in particular, why does a small group of people from there, the kings and queens of years past, why does that small group of people rule the world? And part of the answer, believe it or not, is because of the harshness of the climate. The difficulty of living in the UK with the short growing season, the harsh weather, the rain, the just relentless rain, for God's sake, let up on the rain, you know, the snow and the ice and the natural disasters that can happen there. You've got ocean weather that brings ocean storms and so on. It is a difficult climate, and over time it made a very rugged kind of culture that then became very colonial in wanting to expand out and dominate and control other nations and so on. And that's a lot of the history of the world, was Europeans seeking to dominate and control everybody else. I mean, just look at the history of the Roman Empire. You know, the Romans were tough people. The average Roman laborer was 10 times the man of the average even American person today. They were tough. They were resilient. They were athletic. They could get things done. They could row boats across the Mediterranean Sea. You know, you put 16 of those guys in a big ship and they turned it into a ramming weapon. You know, they were tough, resilient people. And the women were tough too. Everybody was self-reliant. Everybody was capable. And today you just have this society in places like, you know, San Francisco, Los Angeles, where it's just, everything's just too easy. Everything's given to you. You know, the children aren't even required to really perform academically anymore. You've got college professors that now say, well, if you're triggered by the grades I gave you, you can assign yourself your own grade and we'll just go with that. I mean, they don't have to earn anything anymore. They don't have to work for anything. Everything's given to them. So they become pathetic. And this is why, by the way, I love Texas, because I don't want to ever live in a place that makes me lazy. I don't want anything to be too easy. If it's too easy, there's a catch. You lose your resilience. You lose a part of yourself. You should hope that life is a little bit difficult, maybe a lot difficult. You should hope that you have to work, that you have to take care of problems and solve problems and think critically and use your hands and do physical work, because that makes you a real person who has real resilience against our crazy world where you're going to be challenged. There are going to be natural disasters. There's going to be probably civil war. There are going to be challenges to you. And if you don't have that resilience, if you don't have that personal fortitude to be able to make it through difficult times, then you're lost already. I mean, the world is not going to hand you solutions on a silver platter just because you're a cry bully. You know, the snowflakes are not going to do very well in the long term. They may think they're doing okay now because they're getting A's in all the classes that professors don't even require them to do anything. Except hate Trump. I guess if you hate Trump in college, then you're given an A in basically every class at this point. But when they are required to do something real in the real world, they get F's. They fail because they don't have any real world skills. So the key is to stop thinking about how to make your life convenient and easy, and instead start thinking about how you grow through challenges. And are you challenging yourself enough? How hard is your life? This morning, I was wrestling a longhorn cow by the horns who was on the ground and I think is going to have to be put down, by the way. She might already be dead by now, but we were trying to help her. We were trying to save her because her front legs had gone to sleep. She had fallen, I guess, during the storms, the hurricane. She had fallen and her legs went to sleep. She couldn't get back on her feet. We were trying to get her back on her feet. You know, a 900-pound animal or whatever with 4-foot horns. And I was wrestling with this with another person, well, two other people, and we're trying to save this cow. That's not unusual for me to be hands-on like that, dealing with my tractor or dealing with the donkeys that I take care of on my ranch or dealing with animals or dealing with all these different animals and creatures because it's part of a farm and ranch operation. It's not unusual. So, you know, I don't want my life to be too easy. I want to have to solve problems. I want to have to use my hands and get things done. And I just want you to think about that. If your life is too easy, you might not be growing as much as you need to grow. You might not be as tough as you're going to need to be when things get crazy, as things are going to get crazy. So keep all that in mind. And thanks for listening. You can hear more at healthrangerreport.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.